The president is safe and well, and there are some unpatriotic persons who have been trying to put out negative information, trying to suggest that the president was whisked away. The truth of the matter is that there was no attack on the presidential villa. Whatever happened this morning has nothing to do with the presidential villa. President Jonathan is safe and well. But what we take away from all of this is that Nigerians love their president, that Nigerians believe in President Jonathan. And so we take the support and the concern that has been expressed with appreciation. And President Jonathan is very grateful to Nigerians that when they perceive that there is any kind of suspicion about his person and office, they come out en masse to express support and concern. However, what happened this morning happened at the headquarters of the State Security Service. It was an attempted jailbreak. The SSS, as it is known, routinely detains people who are to be taken to court and all that within its premises. Now, those persons were the ones who tried to make an attempt to escape. But the situation was immediately and effectively brought under control. The concern that has been expressed is probably because of the fact that the headquarters of the State Security Service is within the perimeter, outer perimeter of the, what is called the AM zone. The way Abuja, the capital territory, is designed, you have, you know, many of the critical sections of right, within the perimeter. But it was not an assault on the presidential. There was no attack on the presidency. The president is safe and well, and there is no cause for alarm.
Has an investigation been launched into this attempted jailbreak not too far from the presidential villa?
Well, it's a very straightforward story, and I think people should dig into the story, what is not part of the story. What happened was that at 3 p.m. when the security officials went to feed the inmates, they tried to they overpowered them, and then all of this ensued. You know, but again, all of that was brought immediately under control. Nobody managed to escape. Those who tried to escape were immediately rearrested. And the SSS, the state security officials, they took control of the situation. There's nothing to it more than that. But we understand, we appreciate the concern that has been expressed by Nigeria. But we'd like to reassure everyone that there is really, really no cause for alarm.
So the situation currently is under control, if I may put it that way?
Everything is under control. Those who live in the neighborhood who have been making reports that they saw soldiers, they saw this and that, these are just routine preventive efforts. When there is that kind of situation, there is cooperation among the security agencies. So what happened was that immediately the SSS headquarters had an issue. Other security agencies tried to oblige to move in, and they moved into security situation. And in a matter of minutes, everything was brought under control. So there's no problem at all. The situation is under control. And anyone who wants to put his spin on issue just realize that we have a peculiar challenge with the Boko Haram, because the people who were involved were the Boko Haram detainees. And what we expect is continued support from the Nigerian people and the support of the neighboring countries, because it's a peculiar kind of challenge. The President Jonathan is committed to making sure that he puts an end to it, and his primary commitment is to ensure the welfare and the security of the Nigerians.
Some people were suggesting that it could be that these Boko Haram inmates were behind this attempted jailbreak.
Well, I think it was something to do with the Boko Haram cell. But the good news, and what we should be focusing on, is that the security agencies, the state security agencies, were able to put the situation immediately under control.